If you think you've heard quite enough about today's road repair referendum, I can't blame you. But I want to talk today about some elections you may not have heard about. First, Flint. It sometimes seems that Flint is sort of the Rodney Dangerfield of Michigan cities. It doesn't get enough respect, and it can't catch a break. The city's been buffeted by job loss, crime, emergency management, you name it. And now it turns out that none of the candidates for mayor qualified to be in the primary ballot. That means there won't be a primary election, and that the general election for mayor will have to be a write-in campaign. This is not, however, the candidate's fault, but that of the city clerk when Inez Brown. Her office told all the candidates the deadline to file to run was April 28th. In fact, it was a week earlier. If this happened in Europe, say, or Japan, Brown would have been expected to resign immediately in disgrace, which I think she should do. Elections are one of a city clerk's main responsibilities, and if you can't even get it together to figure out when the filing deadlines for your local elections are, you shouldn't be in the job. But this is America, and don't hold your breath. Four candidates did, in fact, file enough signatures by the date Brown's office told them was the deadline. You'd think, since everybody was in the same boat, they could just waive the rules and put them all on the ballot, but apparently that's not possible under state law. So the winner may well be the candidate who passes out the most pens. There's some other forgotten elections today, however. The media have been talking as if the road proposal was the only thing on today's ballot, but in many places in Michigan, it isn't. More than 200 jurisdictions have millage and bond elections, largely for schools, but also for libraries and some other infrastructure proposals. And local officials are worried. Polls show most voters are angry with the legislature and may come out in droves to vote no on Proposal 1. But will their anger extend to everything on the ballot? In Kent County, which includes Grand Rapids, the Kentwood schools have a $65 million bond proposal school officials say is really necessary. The Farmington schools west of Detroit have a $131 million bond proposal that would address what administrators say are badly needed infrastructure upgrades. There are similar proposals all over the state. The Berkeley and Birmingham schools in Oakland County, Kanawha Hills in Ottawa County, Ann Arbor schools, Coldwater schools, on and on. School officials say this money is needed to keep their schools competitive and to prepare the kids to be ready for the challenges of higher education and the fast-changing economy. If you live in East Lansing, you can decide whether your town should decriminalize marijuana, and in a part of Huron County, you'll be asked if you want to create a wind energy district. Funny, I thought that's what the politicians in Lansing were. But the bottom line is that if you haven't voted today, you should. Besides, if you don't, you have no grounds to complain.